Welcome to the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jackerson. All right, so I have a really awesome show for you. We are going to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Columbine. And I haven't really done anything about this, but a lot of talk has been done about school shootings comparing to Columbine. Columbine, for the longest time, was the most tragic. A lot of times, this is the way for these individuals to act out and kind of try to do a little bit of payback. I can remember growing up, and it was kind of one of those things that it kind of went into your head when you're kind of being bullied. I probably wasn't the greatest person when I was in high school, as far as picking on people or whatnot. I look back and like kind of regret some of the things that I possibly did back then. And there's a lot of things that, skeletons in our closet, being high schoolers and, trying to cut others down to make ourselves look better. A lot of times the bullying is kind of a different level when you're in high school, and there's a lot of those teenage emotions that kind of come in. I would not take it to a level of actually killing and murdering people like what happened in Columbine, but it's just kind of something to look back on, to kind of learn from. And I think that's what I really want to push on this episode, is how much love and kindness and just so many more things won over this than what was trying to be pushed. And when you look at like the bombs and the different stuff that they tried to do that didn't work and just stuff like that, I think it's kind of a blessing. The whole attempt was to kill as many people as they could, and for 13 people to lose their lives, that's very tragic. But at the same time, you look at all the heroes, the teachers that saved kids' lives and stuff. So I'm gonna use that this week to kind of go over it, remember the Columbine 25 years ago. And it is actually my 3-year anniversary as a podcast. I started this April 20th, 2021 was my official starting date of this podcast. So I've gotten a lot better since then. I've gotten my sound better. I've done more stuff in the studio, worked with other people, other musicians, and tried to get better backing tracks and better music stuff. And it just means a lot. And anyone is there, feel free to reach out to me on my Willie Jackerson podcast page or in my Facebook page, Podcasts I Should Listen To. And I'm gonna find some metal music if I can to commemorate it, and I will put that in the Willie's Mile High Metal playlist, so you guys can check that out. Now, I really appreciate everyone joining every week. I get such positive feedback, and it means a lot. I get so much love. I just feel so blessed. And so thanks you guys for making this 3 great years of podcasting and improvement, and just getting better and kind of evolving my style, and just doing different things, getting live guests on and stuff like that. So I really appreciate it. I really hope you guys have a great week, and I hope this episode kind of opens your eyes. Like I say, a lot of my listeners probably were too young when this actually happened. This happened in 99, and I remember I was a electrical apprentice. I actually got my license in 2001, so I kind of remember this vividly when it happened. I was on the job site and everything, and It changed a lot of stuff. Do I think taking all guns away is gonna fix this? I don't think so. I think, as you'll see in my audio this week, a lot of the counselors were actually became counselors for violence based on their victims, the people who were victims of this incident. And so it helped better their lives, and they passed the torch to try to stop this through a mental health evaluation rather than just taking away the weapons. So I really appreciate you guys joining every week. Means a lot. And as always, remember, make every day an easy day. Peace.
What do you mean?
I don't believe in God.
I talk to him every day.
So what do you mean?
I don't support your system.
I go to court when I have to.
I say, what do you mean?
I can't get to work on time.
Got nothing better to do.
What do you mean?
I don't pay my bills.
What do you think?
I'm broke.
Huh? There's a new way.
I'll be
the first in line.
But it better work this time.
What do you mean?
I hurt your feelings.
I didn't know you had
any feelings.
I say, what do you mean?
I ain't kind. It's just not your kind.
What do you mean?
I couldn't be the president of the United States of America. Tell me something. It's still
we, the people, right? If there's a new way,
I'll be the first in line.
But it better work
this time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will make America
metal
again. Remember, thank you.
Can you put a price on peace?
Peace sells,
but who's buying?
Peace sells, but who's buying? Peace sells,
but who's buying?
Peace sells,
but who's buying?
That is so beautiful. Thank you. What a great song, too, by the way. Do we like that song? I think so. I think so.
All right, so the first thing I want to go over is the Columbine flower is the state flower of the state of Colorado. So it's really precious and really just one of those things that anytime I see a Columbine, I think of the state of Colorado flower. But this episode, the Columbine shooting on April 20th, 1999 at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, occurred when two teens went on a shooting spree, killing 13 people and wounding more than 20 others before turning the guns on themselves and committing suicide. The Columbine shooting was, at the time, the worst high school shooting in U.S. history and prompted a national debate on gun control and school safety as well. A major investigation to determine what motivated the gunmen, Eric Harris, 18, and Dylan Klebold, 17. Subsequent school shootings, including Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, continue to raise questions about school safety and gun control in the United States.
I think it's important to remember because first and foremost, it was Columbine was kind of the first really at the time mass school shooting in the country, and it was such a monumental event at the time. You know, it's unfortunate now that that has continued on, but I think at the time in our country it was so unprecedented to have an event like that, and I think it's just important to memorialize the young children who lost their lives that day.
Well, I brought 13 roses exactly. I left 13 roses on each of the kids' marker and Mr. Dave Sanders' marker, because to me it just felt like that coming and reflecting on each of the 13 people and the lives that they lived and the impact that they left. And they were people's family members, they were people's friends, they were human beings who lost their lives. And just to come back and reflect and remember the lives that were lost is very, very important.
I think now that I'm an adult and I understand more, kind of needs to change, and hopefully we're going towards that right direction, is people just need to understand that we have more similarities between each other than we do differences, and that, you know, we are allowed to, you know, disagree with each other, but still ultimately as humans love each other. And I think if just not only high schoolers, but if the world took that view, it'd be a much better place.
What's happening now? people think of Columbine as what occurred 25 years ago. We don't see it as that. We see it as this is our home. This is the place that we feel safe in.
As teenagers crowd into Columbine High School, their energy feels inspiring. A generation of students building their future on a campus with a tragic past. Current principal Scott Christie and former principal Frank DeAngelis are showing us the Columbine of today.
So this is the cafeteria. It used to have the library upstairs, and you've changed that completely.
Now, a vaulted ceiling filled with panels of aspen trees in memory of the 13 who died that day. 12 were students. Dave Sanders was a coach and a teacher and the father of Connie.
We really felt initially for a few years he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and that changed to he was in the right place at the right time.
Why?
Once we started realizing the impact that he had.
Sanders saved many students that day.
Over the years, I've run into people that were his students, and I had one couple ask me to hold their child, and they said, this baby wouldn't be here without your dad. He had saved them in the cafeteria.
Lives that wouldn't be here.
Lives that wouldn't be here, and, you know, for all of time, there will be people that exist because of what he did that day.
Ashley Glatter was just 11 when her brother John Tomlin was killed.
He was just a very kind, caring, sweet brother, just one of those boys that has a sensitive side and is very thoughtful.
Both women say their losses gave them a greater sense of compassion.
It completely changes your world, your perspective on everything, but it also gave me a really big heart for kids who had been through loss.
Connie is now a mental health specialist working with people who've committed violent crimes.
Can we link that directly back to what happened to your dad?
It is linked directly to what happened to my dad. I see it as carrying on his legacy. It's really important to me that we stop the violence where it's starting.
So we decided to come back in.
Former Principal DeAngelis helped lead Columbine through its darkest times. Now he works with a network of principals who've endured tragedy, counseling school leaders when shootings happen.
What do you do at the first graduation? How do you work with the media? What do you do about reentering the building? What do you do about memorialing?
But even more than those practical matters, DeAngelis says Columbine now serves as proof that a community that's been through so much can ultimately become a source of joy and pride.
And when I do reach out to these other communities, I'm stating, I know where you are now, we were there, but 25 years later, we're stronger now than what we were. And I really believe that.
Everyone I met described Columbine as a community where people really care about each other. They expect hundreds to show up for the day of service tomorrow on Saturday. Mr. DeAngelis says last year they had more than 1,000 people. Connie and Ashley told me that they love that 25 years later, that a tragic day is now marked with something so positive and so encouraging.
They are extraordinary.
That moment about her holding the baby was so poignant and beautiful. I never thought about it through that lens before.
Right. He saved so many lives, her dad, that day. I mean, if you remember the story, he ran up the stairs and told everybody to run.
Yeah.
And that saved generations of people now.
Wow. Was very powerful.
I mean, it's just the healing that can take place, but also the grace of those women for her to say, look at it so differently now.
Yeah.
Wow. It's beautiful. Kate, thank you.
Hey, thanks for watching. Don't miss the Today Show every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific on our streaming channel, Today All Day. To watch, head to today.com/allday or click the link right here.
I'm going to have Payable on Death, Youth of the Nation, take us out this week. Hope you guys enjoy this episode, and see you next week.
Peace.